Trump's $1.4 billion crypto windfall stalls. His own legislation, Donald Trump's crypto fortune, is now getting in the way of Donald Trump's legislative agenda. Bloomberg reported on July 25, 2026, that the president's roughly $1.4 billion crypto windfall has become the single biggest obstacle to passing his sweeping bill, with lawmakers reluctant to advance a package while he personally profits from the sector. The reporting frames a problem that has been building for months. The president and his family have moved deep into digital assets, and the size of the gains has turned what supporters call policy leadership into what critics call a conflict of interest. Bloomberg's account puts a number on it, about $1.4 billion, large enough that it no longer sits at the edge of the debate, but at the center of it, a personal stake that colors every vote. The core tension is straightforward. When a sitting president stands to gain financially from the industry a bill regulates, every provision reads differently. A tax treatment, a licensing carve-out, a disclosure rule, each can be scored not only on its merits, but on whether it happens to benefit the person signing it into law. That is the bind Bloomberg describes. Lawmakers who might otherwise back parts of the package now have to weigh the optics of handing the president a policy win that doubles as a personal one. The $1.4 billion figure gives opponents a concrete anchor, and it gives fence-sitters a reason to slow down rather than sign on. For crypto policy specifically, the stakes are higher than usual, because the United States has spent the past year trying to settle basic questions of market structure and oversight. Bills like the Clarity Act have moved through the process in fits and starts, with Senate timelines repeatedly reset. A presidential conflict layered on top of already fragile negotiations makes the math harder, not easier. The industry the bill would touch, this matters to anyone who actually uses crypto rails, not just to political observers. The legislation working through Washington shapes how exchanges register, how stablecoins are backed and audited, and how consumer products, including crypto cards, are treated when they convert digital assets to spendable balances. Rules that stall in Congress do not disappear. They get decided by agencies, courts, and state regulators instead, which tends to produce a slower and less predictable patchwork. In the United States, that uncertainty already affects which products launch, which vendors accept new customers, and how conservative issuers have to be about compliance. A clean federal framework would give card programs and stablecoin issuers a fixed target. A framework held hostage to a conflict of interest fight leaves them guessing. The president's own crypto ventures sit inside that same regulated perimeter, which is precisely why the windfall is so politically charged. A bill that clarifies the rules for the industry also clarifies the rules for the businesses tied to his name. Markets stayed quiet. The political drama did not move prices. As of July 25, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $64,006, down 1.5% on the day, with Ethereum near $1,856, off 1.3%. Solana sat at $7,384 and XRP at $1.09, each down between 1.3% and 1.8% over 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index read 35 in fear territory. None of that reflects the Trump story specifically. The move is broad and shallow, the kind of low-conviction drift that shows up when there is no clear catalyst pulling the market in either direction. Traders have learned to separate Washington process stories from price action, and a legislative logjam is not a liquidation event. Still, the longer regulatory clarity stays out of reach, the more that ambiguity gets priced into the businesses built on top of crypto rather than the tokens themselves. Card issuers, stablecoin providers, and exchanges carry the cost of an unsettled rulebook even when spot prices barely flinch. A conflict without an easy exit. There is no clean resolution on the table. Divesting $1.4 billion in crypto positions would be its own market event and its own political story. Pressing ahead without addressing the conflict hands opponents a permanent talking point and, per Bloomberg, is already stalling the bill. Doing nothing lets the standoff harden. For now, the reported effect is gridlock. The president wants his legislation. The same holdings that made him a crypto winner are what his own allies and opponents keep pointing to as the reason it cannot move. That is a rare kind of obstacle, one where the person pushing the bill hardest is also, on paper, the biggest thing standing in its way.